You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good evening, I am Heather, and welcome to a very special Christmas Day episode of Queer FM. Making appearances on the show tonight, we have Hedy Fry, Sven Robinson, Park Board Commissioner Spencer Herbert, former Chief Commissioner of the BC Human Rights Commission, Mary Wu Sims, who is now an NDP candidate in Port Moody, Westwood, Port Coquitlam for the federal election. We have Little Sisters owner Jim Diva, activists and organizers including Murray Corin, Kimberly Nixon, and Chris Morrissey of the Generations Project over at the LGBT Community Center. And the best part about all of this is that nobody on the program tonight is talking about politics or activism. So you're just going to have to stick around to find out what they do. It's a very special, unique, and fun episode of Queer FM coming up tonight. Also, if you are spending this evening alone, we will have lots of information on where you can go for food, entertainment, and 12-step programs if you need such a thing. So do spend the evening with us for at least the next 2 hours and enjoy the music and good times. Here is Gloria.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Queer FM for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. I'm Heather, and this is our very special Christmas Day episode of Queer FM. And I am just right now on my way to Sven Robinson's campaign office launch because I have a very special Christmas Day favor that I would like to ask him. So, come on.
Okay, so what is it?
What I want to do is, you know, because everybody will be at home listening to this on Christmas Day, and they'll have spent the last...
glued to their radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And because, you know, people will have been hearing you and Hetty Fry, you know, battling it out ferociously the last, you know, week or so leading up to Christmas, I'm just wondering if for Christmas Day I can get you to say something nice about each other. So is there something nice that you could say about Hetty Fry just for Christmas Day?
Oh, listen, Hetty Fry was... very, very helpful in the battle on equal right marriage rights for gay and lesbian people. No question about that. In fact, I remember when the bill actually passed through the House, the two of us gave one another a big hug. So there's this myth that somehow people on opposite sides of the House or in different parties can't have respect for one another. That's not the case. Hetty and I have worked together on a number of issues over the years. How was that? Was that nice enough?
That was nice.
It was very nice. You know, there's just one thing that I noticed about what Sven said, and I don't know if you picked up on this, but Sven wasn't in the House of Commons when the marriage bill passed. At least he wasn't an MP, because, you know, that happened after he stole the ring.
Yeah.
So maybe he was there as a spectator. I don't know, but it's kind of peculiar, don't you think?
Okay, we're going into Moulay, where Hetty Fry is trying on a pair of hot cowboy boots. Oh, she's buying the hot cowboy boots, it looks like.
I'm very sorry.
That's okay, I can wait. Go ahead and pay for your boots.
I'll pay for it in a second.
Oh, it's great. This is for Fair Magazine. You're buying leather boots.
I know. You know how to campaign. So what I'm trying to do is, you know, because people will have seen you and Sven Robinson duking it out day after day leading up to Christmas. I'm wondering if just for Christmas Day, you can...
said something about me? What did he say? I don't know.
Well, I can't tell you that. That's not fair. Then you'll try and one-up him. But I'm wondering if I can get you to say something nice about Sven Robinson just for Christmas Day.
Just for Christmas Day, I think that Sven worked hard to pass Bill C-250, which was a hate crimes legislation that included sexual orientation. I worked with him on that, but I did think that it was a good hard job that he did on that.
Christmas is a coming, and it's a jumpin'. Christmas is a coming, and it's a jumpin'. Christmas is a coming, and it's a jumpin'. Oh, it won't be long. The rooster crowed at midnight on a Christmas day. The rooster crowed at midnight on a Christmas day. All the little children get happy on a Christmas day. All the children get so happy on a Christmas day. Santa Claus is coming, and he's a-coming. Santa Claus is coming, and he's a-coming. Santa Claus is coming, and he's a-coming. Boy, it won't be long. Children run and shout to Pappy on a Christmas day. All the children run and shout to Pappy on a Christmas day. I thought I heard my mama say, it's Christmas day. I thought I heard my papa say, it's Christmas day. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Brother and my sister know it's Christmas Day. My friends are waving me hello on Christmas Day. My daddy said he had a hunch it's Christmas Day. Sitting down to turkey lunch on Christmas Day. I got myself a clockwork train on Christmas Day. Ooh, I set it down and wound it up on Christmas Day. Ah, the little children get so happy on a Christmas Day. Ah, the little children get happy on Christmas Day. Children run and shout to Pappy on a Christmas Day. Poor children run and shout to Pappy on a Christmas Day. The whole wide world is feeling great on Christmas Day. Everybody's feeling Santa Claus is coming, and he's a coming. Santa Claus is coming, and he's a coming. Santa Claus is coming, and he's a coming. Boy, it won't be long.
So this is Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am Heather, and we are at Sugar Daddy's this Saturday morning on Davie Street for a very special celebrity queer gift exchange. Everybody's laughing at the idea that they're a queer celebrity. A humble group we have here. Earlier this week, I invited six of our community's most high-profile organizers, activists, and politicians to participate in a little Secret Santa exercise with us. Say that again.
I said they didn't show up, so they invited us.
Each of the people here drew the name of someone else from the group, and they had to go out and buy that person a present that would say something about that person's work or personality or secret talent. Anything, really. The only catch was that it had to be under $5. And so today we are going to find out what they bought for each other. But first we get to meet our Secret Santas. Our first Secret Santa is the former Chief Commissioner of the British Columbia Human Rights Commission. She is one of five regional directors of Canadians for Equal Marriage, and she is running as a candidate in the current federal election for the NDP in the riding of Port Moody, Westwood, Port Coquitlam. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Wu Sims. Yay! Our next Secret Santa has extensive experience with the human rights process herself. She has spent the last 10 years in court battles with the Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter after they refused to let her volunteer for them because she is trans. And she will soon be taking that case to the Supreme Court of Canada. Kimberly Nixon! Yay! Our next Secret Santa founded Canada's Lesbian and Gay Immigration Task Force in 1991. She is the recipient of an Extra West Community Heroes Lifetime Achievement Award, and she is currently the program coordinator of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Generations Project, which provides services for aging and older LGBT people and creates opportunities for all of the generations in our community to spend more time together. Chris Morrissey. Yeah. Our next Secret Santa represents the younger generation of our community. He has done extensive work in the arts and currently works for the World Urban Forum's Earth Village Festival. He has just been elected to his first term on the Vancouver Park Board, and he holds the honor of being the funkiest looking openly gay politician in Canada. Sorry, Sven Robinson. Spencer Herbert. Yay! Our next participant is the co-founder and co-owner of Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, and as such, he has led the charge against Canada Customs censorship of queer reading material for over 15 years now. Little Sisters Supreme Court of Canada decision resulted in significant changes to Canada Customs review process, and they are still fighting. Jim Diva. Yay! And finally, our last Secret Santa was a leading figure in the case against the Surrey School Board over the banning of three gay-positive children's books. With his partner Peter, he was also one of the couples involved in the BC same-sex marriage court case. And he currently has a human rights complaint against the BC Ministry of Education over the lack of queer representation in the school curriculum. You used to know him as Murray Warren. His married name is Murray Corrin. All right, well, let's find out what our Secret Santas bought for one another. And I'm going to move around here. So who bought a present for Mary Wu?
I did, Murray.
Okay, Murray, will you give your present to Mary Wu Sims?
I would be pleased to do that.
Thank you, Santa.
Okay. Mary Wu,
we have to let her open it.
Oh, no, she can't open it. It has to be presented. It's not one of those gifts that...
What did I say?
See, half the fun is like tearing the paper out. No, I'm kidding.
Since you're going to have a very successful election campaign, here's a package of party favor, party horns to blow at your victory celebration.
Yay!
Here is a water pistol to shoot at Paul Martin when he gets too obstreperous.
Oh, whoops. He's banning handguns, though.
That's the point.
Even the water pistol version, I think. I don't know. I mean...
Here's some funny money to help make up for the money that was lost during the sponsorship scandal. Here is an aircraft building kit so that you can have your own aircraft to fly back and forth to Ottawa.
And I can fly it.
That's right. Kimberly's a pilot. She can do that.
Here's
Yay.
A candle to light your way.
Oh, you're very creative with what you've done.
Here is a cotton ball to make your landings always very soft.
I thought it was to stuff my ears at a question period.
That's a good
too
use for it, too.
Heckling going on.
Here's a lifesaver for when you need it.
Oh, thank you.
Here is a marble in case you ever lose one. Here is a ninja sword to fight Stephen Harper with. Here is a feather to tickle the fancy of whoever you wish.
I better use that with Pat, however, thanks to you, I am now married.
And a couple of kisses to see you on your way.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Murray, are you sure that this all came in under $5?
Under $5, absolutely under
wow.
$5.
I think I hit the jackpot. Wow. There's actually, seven things in here for $5. When we're putting together the next budget, I'm going to be consulting you. Value for the money, I tell you.
And
that's fabulous, thank you.
And you know, if you're lucky, Paul Martin won't even know the difference between that money and the real thing.
Well, he's already so cozy with the Americans. I'm sure he can spend that funny money with his newfound friends.
I'm sure he can.
All right, well, moving over here. Mary Wu, you've got a tough act to follow here.
If I were a magician, I could produce more.
So you bought a gift for Kimberly Nixon.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so Kimberly, let's find out what you got from your Secret Santa.
I'm going to let you get to open the thing, and then I'll talk to you about. Then I'll say why I picked that for you.
Thank you, Mary Wu.
Elephants. Aww. It's a pachyderm, and I love pachyderms.
Do you?
Thank you.
What is a pachyderm?
It's an elephant.
It's an elephant.
Oh, okay. So
it's the official scientific name, isn't it? Is a pachyderm?
It's a pachyderm.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a little
Thank
stuffed
you.
Elephant.
It's a little stuffed elephant. Well, there's a number of reasons.
If you saw my home, I got like stuffed animals everywhere. So
is that right?
Yes, I do. And I love stuffed animals. So I really appreciate that. And I love, as I said, pachyderms.
I had no idea it was called a pachyderm. You learn a new thing every day.
Yes. Well, and anybody who knows about pachyderms and elephants will know that there are a few features of elephants that have significance for why I picked a stuffed toy pachyderm for Kimberly. One, is that, first of all, you can take it anywhere, including to Ottawa with you, when you go to the Supreme Court to continue the fight, right?
Oh, and the nose grows longer?
No. But anyway, the elephant, the significance of the elephant is that they're very community-minded, the matriarchal society, and they're very, as I said, community-minded, but also it is said about elephants that they never forget. So the message that I wanted to Kimberly to have is that, you know, over the past few years, she's been up and down with this case as she's won and lost and won and lost and tried so hard to ensure rights for trans people that I wanted to give her an elephant to say, never forget that what you're doing ultimately is for the good of the community, and we appreciate that, that you've put so much effort, personal effort and financial effort into fighting for more rights for trans people. So take that with you. You can put it in your bag, and that's why.
I got and hold it to my heart. Thank you.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I have to give her a hug. And I also forgot to give Marie a hug for giving me all those things.
We now move over to Chris Morrissey, who is the only member of the crowd today who's actually dressed as Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's pretty convincing.
Oh, yes.
And Kimberly, you bought a present for Chris, so perhaps we can ask Chris to open the present that you gave her.
Oh, you know.
It's your stocking.
It's my stocking to match my hat.
You don't have to put that on your head.
Oh, well.
Maybe later.
And why not? That's what I want to know.
So it's a Christmas
and
stocking.
It's a Christmas stocking, which matches perfectly my Santa hat. And well, now I have...
This I didn't really get for any particular reason, except that you can keep track of your days in December.
This is an Advent calendar in the shape of a Christmas tree. It's a wooden ornament. And it has these, it's shaped like a tree, it has little hooks on it, and then it has like a little base with ornaments, and I guess the idea is that you put an ornament on the tree for each day of the days leading up to Christmas, is that?
So I wasn't sure if you celebrated Christmas or not, I thought I would get this so that you could use it by modifying it, as I mentioned, by cutting it in half or doing whatever you wanted to do.
Well, actually, I'm trying to figure out how I could use it as a memory device. I have recently managed to double book myself several times, and I am recognizing that I need more memory devices as I grow even older. And that, of course, brings to mind Jane Rule and the memory board. So, you know, maybe I can find some way to incorporate this as a memory device. And I do have a 3-year-old granddaughter. I'm the adopted, me and myself and my partner are the adopted grandmas of a now 3-year-old. So I'm sure that, well, 3-year-old tomorrow.
Your grandchildren up to 24.
I think this might be the only one.
Well, and
but she will have lots of fun hanging the things off the little hooks.
Well, what are the different shapes of the ornaments that you can put on the tree? Because that may, you know, help you to remember
Santa.
Different things.
It might, yes. Well, there's a Santa. And there's a little...
There are presents.
It might remind me to go home to my partner sometimes. Oh, and there's a star, so, you know, we all need to be reminded from time to time that we're stars, right?
And certainly digging, there's more.
Oh, we have to dig.
Yeah.
All right, this is a stocking indeed. And let's see, I feel some sparkly things. Oh, beautiful.
Those are snowflakes. And I guess that's sort of what I got to reflect the work that you do. And because snowflakes are pure and there's no two snowflakes are alike. So the work that you do and with aging... GBLT people, is so significant, and, you know, snowflakes represent, I think, the diversity of our culture and our community, and that our culture and history are all different. So that's the significance of the snowflake for me. And I'm just so grateful that you're doing this work, because me as a transgendered woman, I'm just so absolutely terrified, fearful, stark, raving, paranoid of having to go to a care facility. And so I'm glad that you're paving the way for me when I reach there, because I know sure as fate they're going to have a requirement in a geriatric facility that you have to be an old woman from birth.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Well, we'll certainly, yes, that's right. You're going forward on your side from the point of view of human rights, and hopefully there'll be a change in legislation for that. And I go forward on my side, which has to do with education and community development. So hopefully together we will have an outcome that's positive for you personally, and for all the other folks in our community who need to have respect and dignity as we age and get older and need mm-hmm. to rely on the services that are out there for us.
Yeah. Here,
and
here.
There's more.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, there's more. Oh, there's another snowflake. I love snowflakes. Doesn't snow very much here, but I grew up in Prince George. So
those are Hershey hugs, just to know that you're appreciated.
Thank you. That's
and a
lovely.
Little, a little comfort food, just because you probably do so much in taking care of others that you can sort of nibble on these little treats.
We have here a marshmallow snowflake. Marshmallow covered by chocolate. Mm. How lovely could that get?
And what is the
it's
pink
all
thing?
Red, right? Mm-hmm. What's the pink thing? Oh, first we have a candy cane. A lovely sweet peppermint candy cane, and I do occasionally use a cane, but it's bigger than that. And here, girls rule. This is with a Santa clip.
Keychain. Or dog leash.
Or it's one of those lanyard holders, right? Like when you go to a concert and you see people with backstage passes like hanging around their neck, it's the sort of shoelacy thing that it hangs from.
Oh, look at that. The Santa. Now, this is too bad we're on radio and not on TV. But anyway, here we are.
It's so colorful, so beautiful. It's like the symphony of fire, isn't it?
Gorgeous little Santa.
Isn't it?
It's a gorgeous little Santa. I think it's also a lapel pin. You could probably put it on your collar.
And we should explain to people that it's blinking in about four different colors right now.
The rainbow, the color of
the rainbows. Yeah. Yes.
Let's see how this works.
I don't think it does.
I think it does.
Oh, well, look at that.
The magnet holds it through the collar of my shirt.
Right.
So there it is. I can wear it. That's wonderful. Well, thank you.
All right. I think we need another round of applause, everybody.
Yay.
So we're now next to Spencer Herbert, and Chris Morrissey bought a present for Spencer, which is really creatively wrapped in dishcloths or dish towels. It's very,
the dishcloths are very important.
First, can I say that I noticed that Murray brought all his items in a bag. One bag that carried everything. I wasn't quite that smart. I couldn't figure out how to do this, so I wrapped them in two separate packages. And it's also important to notice the color of the ribbon, because the color of the ribbon is significant. Do you notice that it matched Mary Wu Sim's candidate card? I think that might have something to do with the party that you ran for.
Oh, Cope Yellow.
Very good. Yay. Cope Yellow.
So I think you should open this one
this
first.
This one first. Yes. Okay. Well, the first, I just want to comment that these dishcloths are very important because in my relationship, my partner Romy makes dishes, and I clean the dishes, so this is very important. It's very important.
We should point out that Romy is not here to defend himself.
Well, he's a good cook, so I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
We all have our
jobs. Oh, very good. We've got various plants. We've got the butterfly garden.
Well, these are seeds, actually. They're not plants.
Well, yes. I'm visualizing to the future. Yeah, some carrots and a jumbo economy pack of annuals. Spencer Giant mixed sweet peas. Yeah. Very wonderful.
We're going to see pansies all over the
parks. Pansies all over the parks. Well, you've got one at the table at least, you know, if not more. We've got a couple of fruits and pansies here.
Okay, well, Chris, you have to explain the significance of the seeds for Spencer then.
Okay, well, the general significance of the seeds is that I know that Spencer does a lot of theater work and a lot of educational work and a lot of community work, and so I'm thinking that through the work that he does, even though it's sort of in a different medium from the one I'm used to, that it's a way that you spread lots of seeds around the community. And also your recent election to the Parks Board, of course. I couldn't resist that. And when I was trying to decide which seeds to buy, yes, there was the jumbo Spencers. And then I like these ones because this is the butterfly collection. So you not only do you create plants and seeds, but hopefully they're seeds and plants that also attract other people to join in the different values and beliefs that you present. And then finally, I chose a package of carrot seeds. What could you give to a gay man besides carrot seeds?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little dense. You're going to have to explain that one, Chris.
Did you say that you do Queer FM?
I thought it was a cucumber.
I didn't have any cucumber seeds. So carrots were the best I could do.
Mm-hmm. Not a gerbil. Oh. Where are you, Richard Gere?
Did somebody just say something about a gerbil?
Very good. Well, I'm very excited. I will be planting those seeds. I've got a little community garden going outside of my apartment, so that's perfect. Oh, very nice. We've got marbles, and we've got some hacky sack for juggling.
Yes, for juggling.
Oh, well, absolutely. I'm going to have to learn how to juggle over these 3 years because I'm committed to everything, as every politician is. But then can you actually do what you're committed to? I hope this will teach me. Oh, my God.
The hacky sacks blink.
They're supposed to, anyway.
When you hit them against the ground.
They are from the dollar store, you know. Two out of three ain't bad.
Wow. Okay, so what is the significance of the marbles and the blinking hacky sacks, Chris?
Well, the significance of the marbles is that I hope that he comes to his new position on the Parks Board as a Parks Board commissioner with all his marbles intact, that he will... Yeah, absolutely.
Politicians and their marbles.
Say that again.
Politicians and their marbles.
It's a theme.
It's a theme. Don't lose them, and if you do, we'd get more.
Yes, if you notice, it's a fairly decent-sized bag of marbles. We hope at the end of your term that you still have them all.
Okay.
And they're various colors. It's the closest I could come to finding rainbow marbles because I want to make sure that you keep your rainbow commitment through everything that you do, and at least that you manage to keep your rainbow-colored marbles.
Very good.
And the juggling balls are because... I noticed that these are rainbow-colored as well, right? And I have the little lights inside. And these are to give you something to do in the in-between hours when people are sitting around, you know, chit-chatting and arguing and doing whatever, so you can juggle them. And also I think you're going to have to do a bit more juggling in your life, right? But they're also fun, so get out there and have some fun. And they're wrapped in tea towels because I also think you have an environmental bent and concern. So we have, in our household, we have for some time endeavored to use tea towels by way of wrapping things, except for huge, big presents, right? When you got a granddaughter and you got these big presents, they have to be wrapped in paper. But otherwise, we try to use tea towels, dishcloths, to wrap our Christmas, our gifts, birthday gifts, and so on, as a way of trying to be a little more environmentally friendly. So I chose that for you as well, because I know that that's part of your, part of what your concerns are and what you're about, who you are.
Murray had a comment. So
Spencer, I'm really looking forward to coming to one of your meetings and watching you play with your balls.
Oh! All right. Well, on that happy note, I think that gift deserves a round of applause. Very creative.
The hug.
Very creative choices in gifts we're seeing today on the program. And so now we move over to Jim Diva. And Spencer Herbert bought a gift for Jim, which is also, do you want to explain the wrapping job that you did on this?
Okay, it's, again, it's, it goes back to the juggling thing. I went, what do I have? I don't have any time. How am I going to wrap this present? So I grabbed the closest newspaper. Again, it's the environmental concern. And then I found in my arts and crafts supplies a pink band. Now, the pink band, I'll mention why the pink band once Jim opens the gifts.
Okay. Well, let's see what it is, Jim. Let's open it.
I'm really excited as I tear into rip. It's, oh my God, it's quite secure. Quite secure. There we go. Brrr, drum roll. Oh, it's a stationery set, and it is deeply, deeply beautiful with all four colors I can paint. I've got a little memo pad. I've got probably everything I need to retire and write a book. And
it's
beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
It's the sort of thing that you buy in a drugstore to put in a loot bag for a child's party. We should explain this to people so they understand what we're looking at here.
Yes, it is. And there's a little bit of everything here. Certainly for a wonderful Sunday afternoon, I could lay back and get into the arts.
Mm-hmm. All right, Spencer, okay. What were you thinking when you picked this out for Jim?
All right. Well, I'll go from the top. When I thought, Jim Diva, what should I get him? I thought, oh, well, I'll get him a whistle because he's a whistleblower and he's always raising the alarm about what's going on in our community. But then I thought, oh, well, he works at Little Sisters. He runs Little Sisters. This is a guy who has pretty much everything. He's got a store that he can shop at, and there's enough whistles there for all the circuit party boys that you could ever want to. So forget the whistle. So I thought, well, I'll get the pink band because he might not have one, and he can wear it as a headband or something to alert the community that here he is. He's the security patroller. And then I got to the stationery set. He's always writing letters or phoning people or various things. And I thought, let's do it in an artful way because, it's got to get stressful, all these complaints to the various powers that be. So he should be able to paint his complaints with his stationery set have a little memo pad with a miniature pencil so that he can realize that, how would I put it? I guess so he has room for all of his complaints because there's, a big pencil, he'll fill up the little stationery book very quickly.
Now, you understand that part of the problem is that Canada Customs has a real hard time interpreting art.
Well, that's another important part of it. He can send some back across the border down south and see if they block it going the other way.
What a fabulous line. I think this potential and political potential here, he could rise all the way to mayor with this kind of line, I'm thoroughly impressed, and I think we should be respectful because he's obviously on the rise.
All right, a round of applause.
Well, I did just see somebody attractive. My apologies.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
All right, a round of applause for Spencer. And we move over to Murray Corin. Jim Diva was Murray Corin's secret Santa, and this is definitely the most professionally wrapped present of the group. which is appropriate for Murray. Are you aware of how appropriate that is for Murray?
I certainly am, and I meant this gift to be really respectful. You know, and I am in every way respectful of Murray and all of the work that he's done in our community, particularly around youth and the school system. His contributions are just major to, I think, every child in British Columbia. So I wanted this to very much reflect that. As to the gift being so attractive, it's a wonderful thing to have staff. It is a wonderful thing to have staff.
But you all know that Murray is Martha Stewart, right? I don't know if you know this, but Murray and Peter used to run a flower arranging business in South Africa.
Doesn't shock me in the least.
And if you've ever been at Murray's house when he's preparing for a party, he really is the male Martha Stewart. You know, he's twirling vases, throwing flowers into them, just, you know, everything he touches looks magnificent.
The perfect hostess. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's why this is the perfect gift.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see it. When somebody has to preface the gift by talking about how much they respect somebody, I get a little bit nervous. But
so do I.
Let's have a look.
Yeah,
really like
actually,
the wrapping
is it's on a white background, and it's covered in high heel shoes with holly and beautiful red bow at the front of each shoe. Yes. Now, this particular design matches perfectly with my Christmas frock.
Who knew?
And so when I'm in the kitchen on Christmas Day, I want a pair of shoes just like these.
All right, well...
And let us not forget that this sells at $3.50 a sheet at Little Sisters. It is the top-of-the-line gift.
Which means what's inside is pretty darn cheap.
I was just going to say...
One would think, but you will be surprised. You will be responded.
Really. Well, let's see what you can get for $1.50.
For $1.50.
Since we now know the wrapping.
Ah, you didn't mention the wrapping as being part of the gift price. I'm a gay man. The wrapping is the most important part.
Okay. Nice.
It's in a lubrication jelly box.
Yes, it is. We just recently had a large shipment of that come in, and the boxes are perfect for gift wrapping.
We're acquiring a key to get through
the tape.
Through the tape.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't do my lesbian bit and have my Swiss Army
knife. Swiss Army knife. Me too.
And as we open this mysterious
present,
it's a box of white tissue. And there's more tissue. And there's more. Uh-oh, this looks...
It looks phallic.
It looks very phallic. I'm very worried about this present. I'm very worried about this present.
No. But do you think I would stoop to some low kind of gift that would have a sexual innuendo? Not on your life.
I should be so lucky.
What are you saying about your 15-year court case, Jim?
The significance of it?
My God, how much tissue is there? I'm still on wrapping tissue. Let's have it.
Let's have a look.
You forgot his hat.
Oh, we forgot it. I'm not quite sure how to describe this. Okay, it's a Santa.
In a manner of speaking.
In a manner of speaking. Well, we're going to turn his little legs.
I'm going to have to make a new rule for this next year.
Rules are meant to be broken. Let's never forget that.
He has a removable cape, which I'm just going to take off for the moment.
What happens when you wind him up?
Well, let's find out. He has a removable hat, and when you take the hat off, his head is rather peculiarly shaped.
Yes.
I won't actually go into what shape it
might... There's a warning that you don't put that near inflamed surfaces.
So I turn his little legs.
Yeah. No.
And...
Oh, you're taking up the batteries.
Oh, hang on. Oh. He vibrates!
He dances.
Oh, I thought he was vibrating his hand.
See, it's your dirty mind, not mine.
Say that again.
Yeah, it's a dancing Santa Claus in three different speeds.
Mary Wu, would you like him?
All right, Jim, you're going to have to explain the thinking behind the vibrating Santa as a present for Murray.
Well, you know, being in retail, it's sort of a promotion. We do have them at the store. And during Boxing Day, if we have any remaining, I'm sure they will be very inexpensive. And you could maybe, you know, re-gift this or something. But I think Christmas should give everybody a little tingle of joy. And that's what this does, you know. And it's the kind of gift that just keeps on giving if you know what to do with it. You see what I mean? So I really encourage everyone to buy a toy that requires at least one battery or a pack of batteries.
I'm sorry to exploit the situation, Maria. I really am. Barry dances. You see, he's a magnificent dancer. I think it's a kind of a shuffling two-step that he's doing.
Well, what a way to bring to a close our queer celebrity holiday gift exchange. I would like to thank our Secret Santas, Mary Wu Sims, Kimberly Nixon, Chris Morrissey, Spencer Herbert, Jim Diva, and Murray Corin. Thank you so much for your very thoughtful and creative gifts here on Queer FM. Have a Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
Santa dear, hitching up the reindeer, I've been such a good boy this year. Before you take off through the atmosphere, let me whisper something in your ear. I want an iPod and an Xbox and a G5 and TiVo. That's all I need. Baby Jewish boy born in a stable. Atta boy, Santa boy, now we're talking. Come down my chimney and stuff my stocking. With an iPod and an Xbox and a G5 and TiVo, that's all I need to make the Yuletide gay. And with an up with my brother and make it stick. Can you find me a man who's a perfect 10? Can you make my mama young again?
Well then,
I want an iPod and an Xbox and a G5 and TiVo. That's all I need.
This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am Heather, and this is a special issue, special edition, special episode
of Queer FM for the lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual communities. And I am very excited right now because Bryce Dunn, our program coordinator here at CITR, has informed me that Santa Claus himself is supposed to be on his way to the building. So I've just come down here to the CITR lounge where there is some wonderful, wonderful new age music by Enya playing in the background. And I want to see if I can find Santa Claus.
Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me.
That's strange. That guy over there looks sort of like Santa Claus. I mean, he's got big and fat and all, but...
Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me.
He doesn't look like a jolly sort of person. Excuse me, are you Santa Claus?
No, I'm not Santa. I'm his estranged cousin. I'm not withstanding Claus.
Oh, that's strange. I've heard about you. I didn't know that you and Santa were related, though.
Yeah, we are. But he gets to go around the world giving presents to little children, and everyone loves him. All I know how to do is take stuff away from people. Mostly their human rights.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Everybody hates me. All this year, I thought I had a friend for the first time in a long time. Stephen Harper. He looked like he wanted to take away gay people's right to marry. Finally, I'd actually get to do something. But now he's abandoned me, too.
Well, gee, notwithstanding, Claus, did you ever consider that as long as you don't take away people's human rights, people might actually like you?
Are you saying people will like me as long as I stay in the closet and not be who I am?
Well, basically, yeah.
Isn't that hypocritical?
Well, notwithstanding, Claus, you know, it's okay to be who you are, just as long as you don't hurt other people. You know, like, it's okay for you to be there in the Charter of Rights. It's just not okay for people to use you to take away other people's rights.
Oh, I'm never going to get any action. Stephen, please take me back.
And now, please welcome our special Christmas guest, K.D. Lang!
Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I am Heather, and we are out on a cafe on Davie Street with Murray Corin, queer educator, queer education activist, and expert storyteller. And he is going to share with us a very special story written by Dr. Seuss about Stephen Harper.
Thank you, Heather. Yes, this is the story of Stephen Harper, the Grinch who hated same-sex marriage. Every gay down in Queerville likes same-sex marriage a lot, but the Grinch, who lived out in Calgary, did not. The Grinch hated same-sex marriage. He hated it a lot. Now, don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may be that his heart was two sizes too small. But, whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there in Ottawa hating the news, staring down from his cave with a sour Grinch frown at the warm-lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every gay down in Queerville below was busy now and all were aglow. "And they're planning their weddings," he snarled with a sneer. "Same-sex marriage, it's already here." Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must stop same-sex marriage. It's so unbecoming." He knew it might be too late to make the correction. Oh dear, he thought, what if I lose the election? He plotted and stewed and worked many nights, wanting a free vote to block gay marriage rights. The Grinch, like John Diefenbaker, who didn't want the flag, will soon have to get over his conservative time lag. Oh well, perhaps there will soon be a recall. We all know what happens when your heart is too small.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Ah, yes, the Grinch. It would not be a Christmas episode of Queer FM if we didn't play the Grinch and dedicate it to Stephen Harper. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that about brings to a close this special Christmas Day episode of Queer FM. I'll remind you one more time, if you want food or company, head on down to the Carnegie Community Center. They're open till 11 o'clock. They have free soup, snacks, and coffee. If you need any help with AA meetings or NA meetings, you can head over to the Recovery Club, 261 East 12th Avenue between Main and Kingsway. They have a number, 708-9955. Don't know if anybody is actually answering it or if you just need to head on over. And do go see a film or go have a coffee at a Blends or at a hotel lobby if you're looking for company. I would like to thank all of the Christmas fruitcakes who helped make the program come together this evening. Hetty Fry, Sven Robinson, Spencer Herbert, Mary Wu Sims, Jim Diva, Kimberly Nixon, Chris Morrissey, Murray Corin, and Jason Colantonio, who played the role of the notwithstanding clause. Thank you to you for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with us, the phone number is 604-822-2487. The email address is queerfmradio@gmail.com. The mailing address is queerfm, care of CITR 101.9 FM, room 233-6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who sent Christmas cards to the show. Thanks very much.